Now the reading this evening is taken from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. That is Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Good evening. Good to see everybody out this evening. I appreciate this opportunity, as always. I want to thank the elders for giving me this time to come up here and to speak to you and bring to you the Word of God. And as always, I encourage everyone to follow along in their Bibles, search the Scriptures to verify that what I have to say is from the Word of God. And as Dan mentioned, our regular evangelist, Don Wright, is out this week, so I'm filling in for him this evening. And tonight, I want to talk about hope. Just for a few minutes this evening, let's look at hope and ask ourselves a few questions about hope. First of all, hope is something we have to find. And what I mean by that is that hope is not necessarily an instinct that we have. Hope is something we have to seek out, something that we have to look for and find. And we'll look tonight a little bit about where we can find hope. And as you can see, the picture there is a sign saying hope this way, well, that way. There's not always a sign pointing in that direction. There's not always a sign telling us where hope is and where we can find hope for our lives. You know, everybody needs some kind of hope. And so much of the world today is without hope, whether they know it or not. So what is hope? Well, Webster defines it as desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. It's something to look forward to. You know, we look forward to a lot of things in our lives. You know, if you're ill or sick for any reason, you're hoping that that's going to end soon. You're hoping that that's going to come to an end quickly. We sometimes hope for retirement when we don't have to work anymore, even though most of you have to work when you're retired anyway. You hope for your children to go to school, to grow up, to help them succeed and be out on their own quickly sometimes, live on their own. But ultimately, the biggest thing and the greatest thing that we can hope for is a home in heaven. So what hope do we have as Christians? We have hope of eternal life. As our brother Dan read for us this evening in Titus chapter 3, verse 7, it says, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hope of eternal life. Do we really know what that means? Do we really understand what that means? Eternal life. Can we even understand that? Probably not. Hope of salvation. Turn over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. Says, "For in this hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Hope of salvation, hope that we can be saved from our sins. We'll talk about how we do that a little bit later. But that kind of hope is something that we can't see. And unfortunately, so many people today don't believe in God just for the mere fact that they can't see Him. They can't touch Him. It's not something tangible that they can hold on to. It's very hard for people to believe in something that they cannot see. You can't really see salvation, but we know it exists, and we know that we need it. And of course, a hope of heaven. In Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5, says, "Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel." We know about this hope of heaven through the gospel. It's something that's prepared for us, something that's laid up for us. It's ready for us if we take hold of it. Are we taking hold of it now? Or are we just putting it off? So who can have hope? Who has the ability to have hope? First of all, those who are in Christ can have hope. Turn over to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. Says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." Verse 3 says, we have been baptized into Christ. We have to be in Christ. That's where we have hope. If you are outside of Christ, there is no hope. Unfortunately, there's no possible way for you to have hope if you're outside of Christ. Hope is something that God promised to us. Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time manifested in his word through the preaching which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior." God has promised this to us. He has promised us this eternal life. Has God ever done anything or said anything, promised anything that didn't come true? Of course not. God does everything and says everything that he means to and that he's going to do. It's something you can count on. How many other people in this world can you really count on to do what they say they're going to do 100% of the time. Maybe it's not even on purpose that people don't do things 100% of the time. Maybe something happens. Something keeps them from doing what they say they're going to do. There's a lot of things in this world that we don't have control over. God has control over everything. He can make anything happen that He wants to. So when God says and God promises that we can have hope of eternal life, then you can count on that. It's a guarantee. There's no question about it. We do have hope of eternal life if we obey His will. Over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we can read that hope comes from God's grace. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, down in verse 16, says, "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word." We have this hope through the grace of God. Not because of anything that we've done. We're the ones who did something wrong. We're the ones who sinned and transgressed God's will. We did something against God. Through His grace, we can have hope of eternal life. That's the only way it happens. By the grace of God, we have the opportunity to have eternal life. Are we taking advantage of that opportunity? Who else can have hope? Well, those whom Christ lives in. Well, that kind of sounds like the first one, doesn't it? Well, let's look at Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, in verse 20, it says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Can we say that about ourselves? Can we say that our lives are really not that important because Christ is living in us? Most people in this world think their lives are extremely important. In fact, their life is the most important of anyone else's. It's called being selfish. That's the way people are. We're all selfish to some extent. Sometimes you need to be selfish. But are we selfless? Are we giving up our lives and turning our lives over to God and letting Christ live in us? Because Christ is our hope. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus our hope." It's pretty simple. Christ Jesus is our hope. He's the only one that we have hope with and through. You can have hope, if you want, in anyone around you, any person that you know. You can have hope in them. Sometimes they'll fulfill that. But a lot of times people will let you down. People do things that maybe they really don't realize that they're doing something wrong. And they let you down. Christ Jesus is our hope. He should be our hope because he's not going to let us down. Is our hope misplaced? And we have hope because of his resurrection. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again in a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." There's nothing else that we really have hope through. You know, we live in a great country. And you can hope that this country is going to stay great. But who runs this country? Men do, and women. Humans run this country. As great as it is, people make mistakes. None of us are perfect. God is perfect. Christ is perfect. And through him, and through his resurrection, we can have hope. So how do we get hope? Hopefully you understand that you need hope. Most of us want to have hope in our lives. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 talks about rejoicing. Romans 12 verse 11 says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." It tells us to rejoice in hope. Hope should give us joy in our lives. That's what it's for. To give us something to look forward to. It also says be patient in tribulation and be constant in prayer. That kind of goes hand in hand, really. If you don't have hope in your life, what's one easy thing you can do to get more hope? Pray. Prayer will give you hope if you're doing it right. Another way to get hope is obviously through God. A few chapters over in Romans chapter 15, and verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Our God is a God of many things, but he is a God of hope. He gives us hope. It's readily available to us. We just have to take hold of it. We can get hope from remaining steadfast. In Hebrews chapter 6, and verse 18 says, "So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner place behind the curtain." Having a steadfast hope. Hold fast to that hope. It says, "We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul." In case you didn't know, I've been sailing since I was probably 2 years old. At least I've been on the boat. Wasn't actually doing anything. I was probably crying the whole time. But I've done a lot of sailing in my life. The first time I got a boat with an anchor, I thought, this is great. I can actually set an anchor, set the boat there, and it's not going to go anywhere. Well, the first time you do things are usually, sometimes, most of the time, you're going to do it wrong the first time. Well, 10 minutes after I set that anchor, I look around, and the boat is probably a quarter mile from where it started. That anchor did not hold. It did not do its job. I thought it did. I pulled on it. It was tight. It seemed like it was steadfast. It seemed like it was going to work. And unfortunately, a lot of people do that today. They put their anchor in something that's not steadfast. They put their hope in something that is not immovable. God and Christ are that immovable object that we should be setting our anchor in. Because that will give us hope. Being patient goes along with hope. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 5 says, "For through the Spirit by faith we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness." We need to wait for that hope. Be patient. We live in a very fast world anymore. Things have to be fast. Food has to be fast. Our internet speed has to be fast. Everything's got to be fast. Our hope of eternal life is probably going to take a little while. Something we have to keep remembering, keep thinking about, keep focusing on. That hope, it's going to take a lifetime. Be patient for it. We can find hope in the Scriptures. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4 says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." You know, God gave us these Scriptures for us to read. And we have the ability and the easy access to these Scriptures to read them anytime we want. But something you need to look at there says we might have hope. You can have hope. You're not guaranteed it unless you pay attention and read it correctly. We have to know what the Scriptures say to really have that hope. We have to obey God the right way to have that hope. So what's the reason for hope? 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you." Does anyone ever ask you, why do you have so much hope? Why are you so positive all the time? Why are you always optimistic? They want you to explain that. What's the reason for your hope? That is a perfect opportunity for us to talk to people about the Bible and about the hope that they can have. Everyone has this opportunity for hope. Everyone on this earth can have hope. They just have to take advantage of it. Another thing to think about in this verse is, do people recognize that you have hope? Do people that you talk to on a daily basis, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's the people you work with, your family, do those people know that you have hope in your life? Hopefully they do. They should see that. They should see the hope in you. They should see the hope in us. If not, there might be something wrong there. So ultimately, we should never lose hope. A lot of my sermons are pointing out negative things. So I tried to do one that was a little bit more positive. Hopefully we're all uplifted by this study. And we realize that no matter how many bad things happen to us, no matter how bad life seems to get, there is always hope. It's always there for us. You know, if your work is hard, if you work at a rough job, things don't always go very well. You work for a rough boss. There's still hope. Maybe things are tough at home. Maybe you're struggling to pay your bills. There's hope. Maybe you have trouble with your family. Don't get along with your family. They don't get along with you. There's hope. Maybe you're dealing with some health problems. Even if you have a terminal illness, when the doctor says, there's no hope, there's nothing I can do, you still have hope, no matter what the situation is. So I ask you again, do you have hope in your life? Do you have that hope of eternal life? Can you say that you are ready to go to heaven tonight? If you're not a Christian tonight, unfortunately, you do not have that hope. You do not have the opportunity to go to heaven if you died tonight. That's why it's extremely important that you become a Christian this very hour. It's the most important thing you could ever do in your life. If you are a Christian and you've sinned, you're in the same boat. You don't have hope either. You are separated from God. God wants you to have that hope once again. If you left God and left the faith, you need to come back to it. You need to make your life right with God. Confess your sins. And once again, have that hope of eternal life. So whatever the case may be, we ask you to come forward now as we stand and sing to encourage you.